Let's go ahead and open our Bibles tonight. We're going on in the studies in Christ, and we land in 1 Thessalonians tonight. And in this, actually both these letters, there's a couple little gems of in Christ found in them. And so thankful to the Lord to open this up to us tonight. And the first one that we arrive at tonight is actually in the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. And I think how timely and how appropriate God is. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, are we thankful? But are we in everything giving Him thanks? See, there's a difference to that if you really think about it. It's wonderful to be thankful. We should be thankful always. Amen? But are you giving Him thanks in everything? Everything. Everything. Praise God. Everything. And aren't we glad that this verse doesn't just end with the will of God? It doesn't say, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. If it ended right there, we'd be in trouble. Thank God for Jesus. Because in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, there would be no way to give thanks for everything without being in the only place where the will of God could be made manifest and real, alive, in us, in Christ. There isn't any other place that it could be. It has to be in Christ. You'll never be thankful in everything and giving Him thanks for everything except in Christ. You can't. It's impossible. There's only one thankfulness for our lives, and that's in Christ. And that's the issue. And I'm speaking of the issue with God's precious people that are getting less thankful. Because they're trying to find their thankfulness and give Him thanks for things they want to come to pass. God says give Him thanks in everything. In His Son. In His Son. See, by understanding that we're blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, we understand, praise God, that our lives don't just go through this life as an accident. We don't just go here and there. There's divine purpose in our life. It's exact. We weren't born in the early 1900s or the 1500s or AD1 or BC 2000. God chose us for now. God chose us to be exactly like we are for right now. In everything, give thanks. And it's not easy. It couldn't be. But it sure is in Christ. It is. When we just rest in who He has made us in Him, it transcends everything. Because now we're reminded again where we're seated. Not at 1701 South Sherman in a blue pew or in your home. We are seated in the heavens in Christ. Okay, now we're getting the goosebumps. That's good. Mm-hmm. And our citizenship, praise God, is in heaven. And we're one in Him. And now are we the sons of God. See, I'm not waiting for that. I'm not waiting for, again, am I going to arrive? By the grace of God, there's one thing that I'm fighting for right now. I want to arrive in full assurance of faith, believing. Praise God. So see, there would be no way to give him thanks without being in the only place. Thank God that he placed us, which is in Christ. And that is your happiness. That's your joy. That's my rejoicing. That's my contentment. Praise be to God. Even as we're going through these things, I'm so thankful this isn't my home. I'm so thankful this isn't my body. Praise God, I'm going to have a body like unto his own. All of that corruptible is going to be put off, and I'm going to put on the incorruptible. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And it's the will of God. It's the will of God. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that really what it's about? Isn't in Christ all about the will of God? Think about our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It was always about the will of the Father. And think about how he gave thanks to the Father. Always for his will. Always that his Father would be magnified. That's the place that he's put us. That's the life that's been put into us. So I thank God in this word flooding into my life. All it's going to do is encourage me. My life. Not to be like Jesus, but to allow Christ in me to change from glory to glory like him. All right? Now, there's no getting around being thankful, because it's the evidence, brothers and sisters, of full overcomers. They are always thankful in giving thanks in everything. If we lack thankfulness, we lack readiness. We lack readiness. If we're not fully thankful, we're not living a life fully in faith. You see? But it's a good fight, isn't it? Oh, yes, it is. It's a really good fight. And we battle, praise the Lord. But we know the battle's the Lord's. That's why we got to keep feasting on it. We know that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loved us. So I'm not wondering if I'm going to make it through this time. I'm not hoping and just, you know, biting my nails, are we going to be okay? I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loved me. Man, let that movie, whatever you want to call it, let it play out in real time in your life. By the grace of God, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Now, all this thankfulness comes from all of the things that especially the Lord's had us studying for so many weeks now of what we've received in him in Christ. It's the truth. This thankfulness comes from the Spirit's power of the knowledge in Christ. I'm talking about the mind in Christ, the love and the passion, knowing his plan and our expected end and our one conclusion. Oh, amen. In Christ. This is it. And then, praise God, we're for the good pleasure of his will to rule and reign throughout eternity with him. So we know that in that every breath of our existence was before ordained in ages past in Christ. And that's how divine. That's how exact. I want to touch on something. I'm just praying, Lord. I will. Everything. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the called according to his purpose. I believe that by the grace of God, we're fellowshipping in the depth of the calling of his purpose. And oh, have we been called to it. And I thank God. I was being challenged the other day by someone, and I thought, no, you're not challenging me. I just let you take that to God. But it was about suffering together with Christ. And he says, see, you don't want to suffer as an evildoer. And I said, I don't suffer as an evildoer. I don't. No, I don't. I don't want to suffer in that regard of that coming upon me. But I know one thing, that the evildoer, the one that is going to have evil accounted to his life, that's not me. Amen? Amen. Oh, amen. So then, praise the Lord. See, I never suffer in that guilt and shame because of grace. I never suffer in that place that I feel that he's forsaken me. Ever. I don't. Now, by the grace of God, see, ones would come back at us and say, oh, well, you're just giving yourself a license to go out and do what you want. No, that actually puts a joy and a love in my heart that, oh, by the grace of God, Lord Jesus, live in me, reign in me, in every bit of my life, every opportunity for faith, let Jesus in me just lock in. I know I got to fight here. I got this flesh. But oh, thanks be to God that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm so thankful for really seeing the grace of God. I haven't suffered as an evildoer for a long, long time. And if you don't like that, go ahead and take that up with God, because I ain't going to talk to you about it. If you don't get it, that's your problem. I don't even feel sorry for you, because it's right there for you to take too. Now, brothers and sisters, all this that we've received is to be ready. All this that we've received is to be alive in the truth, every fiber of our being, and knowing all that in everything, praise God, we give thanks, don't we? We give thanks in Christ, and isn't that beautiful? Concerning you. Concerning you. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I love that by the grace of God in Christ, as we run this race, Rocky runs, Dwayne and Linda, by the grace of God, Jesse runs. And you know what? As we run, then we run together. It's gorgeous and it's beautiful. But I thank the Lord. He does give us that encouragement as that one body always. But he always goes back as well too. It's you, and it's you. I mean, he's speaking to me just like he's speaking to you tonight. And I'll tell you what, I needed this Bible study. I really needed this encouragement. I love when this guy just kind of really disappears and it's just Jesus. Lord, just your glory. Your glory for your body. And oh, how the supplying comes. But get this here, as it says, concerning you. He just always has got to do this kind of stuff. And I love him for it. And I know you do too. That's why I show up at a Bible study. Concerning you, it means changed into another for your benefit. Oh, I love that. See, there's a depth always in the Word of God. But changed into another for your benefit. How wonderful, by the grace of God, our life is about being changed into him. Amen. From glory to glory, going over to 2 Corinthians 3:18. Let's read that. Let's be encouraged of who we are in Christ. This beautiful purpose. And notice, as it says here in verse 18, 2 Corinthians, and it says 3:18. It says, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. Isn't that gorgeous that that's what we're doing right now? See, what we go in to look for is glory. Why would we not? He's called us to glory. Amen. We're vessels prepared afore unto glory. Amen. He said this was for our glory. Amen. Praise God. Don't be ashamed of it. Thank Him. We're hitting mining glory right now. And it's going to all be revealed. But praise be to God, revealed in us, in you. And this is what's so beautiful. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. That wonderful Holy Ghost who takes all the things of Christ and shows them unto you. That's the mirror you're looking into, the Word of God. He shows them unto you. You have this Word. By the grace of God, this Word lives in you. Amen? It's your life. Jesus, praise God. But as you go on with the Holy Ghost, what He does is He takes this and He shows it unto you. And as you look deeper into it by the Spirit of the Lord, what happens? You begin to see more glory and more glory to glory. It's all here. All the glory's in Him. Amen? There's no other glory but Jesus. So this glory to glory life we know is going to be the Word of God. So this glory to glory life that is infinite is always going to be the Word of God. So as we look into here, praise God, and as we're looking into Him by the Spirit of the Lord, by the Holy Ghost, oh my, what glory we see. Amen? Think of the glory that the Holy Ghost brought. All the things that Jesus wanted to say to those disciples, but He couldn't say to them. But praise the Lord, He's saying them to us. He said, when the Spirit of truth has come, He'll guide you into all of this truth, all of this glory. He'll take my love and He'll shed it abroad in your heart. And isn't that really the glory of Him, is His love? That God is love, that He loves us. So messed up we are, but He loves us. That's glory. That's glory. That's His grace. That's His mercy. And as you study, amen, study thyself to be approved, to show that. How that glory comes forth in our lives. Now, so concerning you, changed into another for your benefit. Changed from glory to glory into His own image. What about this? We grow up into Him in all things. Amen? Amen? Amen. Amen. Go to Ephesians 4:15. I remember a precious brother. He was just trying to say, oh, no, that means grow up unto Him. No, it means exactly what it says. You grow up into Him. I believe I'm in His body. Amen? Amen. So if I'm in there, I'm going to grow up into it. He's the head. Get over it. Thank Him for it. But I'll tell you what, I'm in His body. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 4:15, what's it say there for us? But speaking the truth in love. That's our speak. That's Paul's gospel. And there's only one thing, there's one conclusion that comes out of that. There's only one work that will ever come out of that. And what's that work going to be? To grow up into Him in all things. In all things. Which is the head, even Christ. Praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. This is what's concerning you. Isn't that beautiful? You want to know what's concerning you? Changed into another for your benefit. That's concerning you. Is that concerning you? It better be what our mind is on. By the grace of God, what our abounding hope is in. To the measure, the stature, and the fullness of Jesus Christ. Praise God. This is what this is. Why would it not be brothers and sisters, when we know this is the bride for him? This is his bride. This is that one that will grow to be that fully mature, readied one. Thank the Lord for the Song of Solomon. We know this. He had his eye on her all the time. He knew she was the one. He knew. Pursued her. And yet, even that she didn't get it, his faithfulness continued to pursue her. Isn't that marvelous? Even though we didn't get it, he still pursued us. And here we are at the moment of that trumpet sound where he's going to call his bride away. And all I can do is say, thank you, Lord. You are a patient and a long-suffering God. But there it is, that we would have that fullness grown up in us. Just like those living creatures that you see as the representative of the bride right there in Revelation 4. They're full of the revelation of him, aren't they? Yes, they are. Those four living ones, that company of saints, in every aspect are like him. They're introduced as that lion, the calf, the man, and the eagle. You find those fully revealed in the Gospels. Amen. Matthew, we see Jesus the king. Mark, we see Jesus as the calf. Luke, we see Jesus as the man. And John, we see him as that overcoming eagle. By the grace of God, as we take in all truth, which is all Jesus, amen, isn't he truth? Praise God. Wouldn't we be filled with all the fullness of God? And that's what all truth does. That's what speaking truth in love. We grow up into him in all things, which is the head, Christ. Praise the Lord. But see, we look at ourselves in a mirror. That's not going to help. But I look at him in my mirror. Oh, praise God. Huh? I don't even think I can. I know he can. I know he will perform the good work which he has begun. He didn't give me this truth for nothing. He sent it to perform it in this thing. He sent it to perform it in you. God don't like to waste his time, and he's not going to. Had people ask me many times, well, why isn't this gospel preached all over here and over there? And why aren't these different meetings here and there? Because God knew. And God brought and God drew us. That's how he did it. This is how precise he is. And it's the same miracle that he did in the hearts that he knew would come to him and draw nigh to him all throughout the Word of God. This isn't any different than how he called Abraham out of an idol shop. It isn't. It isn't any different than he knew that it was going to be Noah that would receive the grace to be such a nut, to build a boat for 140 years in the middle of a desert. It's just lock in. That's our faith. That's our word. We're like that. People don't understand you. God's precious people don't understand you. You know that. Praise the Lord. They didn't understand Noah. But I'll tell you what, if they didn't go that way, they perished. And they perished in a flood. So see, this is what the Lord is after, that filled with all the fullness of God in us. This is that new creation, praise God, grown up in its fullness. I appreciated how brother brought out last Friday, full of eyes. See that fullness, Christ. In Christ, they see it all. And that fullness means beginning. The expanse of time. By the grace of God, we see the Father's perfect will from beginning. From beginning. Stay with this again. Do you remember from a couple weeks back, those saints in the saints in Colossae. See, Paul beheld, it said, the steadfastness of their faith in Christ. Do you remember that word steadfastness? Don't ever forget it. One time in the Word of God. It means firmament, and it means an arch in the sky. Well, praise be to God, a precious sister, she sent me the meaning of the word arch or arche in the New Testament. You know what it means? It means beginning. It means beginning. See, this is what the Lord saw in himself in beginning. Do you remember Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4? Let's always go right back there. According as he hath chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. In love. See, this is that in love doctrine, isn't it? See, he takes us to that place of in love. And when you're in love, let me tell you something. You dream about that lover. You're thinking about her all the time. Well, let me tell you something about Jesus. He was thinking about her before the foundation of the world. That's you. And that's where he puts you. Praise God. And you see that because of the Holy Spirit. You see that in Christ in ages past. Amen? Remember how we studied about in Christ? We've been put there. We've been put there. And then you grow up into that and you realize that love, that in love, that passion, that purpose, that good pleasure of his will. It didn't just come about. This was on his mind as the ultimate thing from beginning. Amen. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world. All of that had to be for a pierced side, a rib portion to come forth. Amen. All of the word and all the evidence of the bridal truth. Praise God. And we see it because of Paul's gospel. It opens it right up from the beginning. You know, we can go to the bride, the wife for Adam, the rib portion. You go into the Genesis 24, the bride for Isaac. All about a bride. All about a bride. And on and on and on and on. That's the word. That's him. And that's you in Christ. Praise God. This is that beginning. These are the vessels, praise God, standing in the complete and perfect will of God in Christ in ages past. And praise God, we're changed into that from glory to glory. For your, this is concerning you, changed into another for your benefit in Christ. Then all the things, praise God, this is so beautiful. Just as Christ, as we live in that, by the grace of God, he lives in us as he did. How's that? Knowing that our entire life, all the ups and downs and highs and lows, are the perfect and complete will of God. Do you know Jesus lived that? You know, he wasn't just living a high life all the time. Did it bother him and startle him after he'd been with those disciples for 3.5 years and he'd been ministering to them and all of that? Did it startle him? Did it bother him in a sense that it was just going to dash all of his hopes, that he knew every one of them would run away? It didn't. He loved him so much, he still went to that cross and died for him freely. Huh? You ever thought about, you know, when he said, Father, they don't know what they're doing. That wasn't just those standing around him. That was all of us. Even those disciples in fear. Now, and he having even, as he said this, greater things that we would do than he. See, he could never fail. But here he's given us such grace, we still believe after we have failure upon failure. Oh, I love being in Christ, don't you? Now see, that's knowing the place of knowing the hope of his calling. The place of knowing that we are called to suffer, praise God, to reign with him. And in that, praise the Lord, we're thankful always and giving him thanks in all things. And even giving thanks in everything in Christ. Okay, that's the first in Christ. Go on across the page to the second one here in the second epistle of Paul to the Thessalonians. And Paul leaves off with this heart of thanksgiving and praise. But now what he's going to bring to us by the Holy Ghost is the result of continuing in faith of thanksgiving. See, there's a faith of thanksgiving. And there's a thanksgiving of faith. They work together. Praise God. When you're living a life of faith, you're thankful. And when you're thankful, you're living a life of faith. Praise the Lord. It's seamless and it continues to work. But he begins this second letter in that result of continuing in that faith of thanksgiving. The evidence of all the joy and the love for the Father's will to be performed in us. So let's go ahead and read chapter 1, verse 12. That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and ye in him according to the grace of our Lord and the Lord Jesus Christ. So ye in him in Christ. Think about when Jesus said, I'm ready to be glorified. It's just so marvelous. All of that glory that was bestowed upon him. And the glory that was the most beautiful and where it was complete was at the cross, the suffering. Amen? Won't be any different for us. And that's why he's saying here that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in Christ or in him. So his name, praise God, to be glorified in us according to the grace of God. And let's go back to verse 10 and let's be assured of this theme and goal of the good pleasure of this high calling of God in Christ Jesus that is upon our life. It says there in verse 10, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints. Didn't say to his saints, he said, in his saints. When he shall come to be glorified in his saints. And I want you to know this as well too. The word glorified in verse 10 and the word glorified in verse 12. You'll only find that Greek word one time in the Word of God. And it's right here. And we'll get to why it's only found that one time and what it means. But it's very special. When he shall come to be glorified in his saints. But then it says, and to be admired in all them that believe. So I'll just jump ahead a little bit. Glorified means to be adorned and crowned. So he's coming to be adorned and crowned in his saints. But then it also says, and to be admired in all them. And that word admired means to wonder at. So see, we can either receive the Lord one of two ways as a Christian. You can either wonder at him, which is a wonderful thing. Amen. Or he can come and be glorified, crowned in you. There's a difference here. All right? So when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore, and need to get my glasses. I used to write a little bit smaller. It says, wherefore, which means wherefore there's more, we pray always for you. And why is this? Why did they pray for these saints so much? That our God would count you worthy of this calling. Make you fit for it. And I love that word fit because I always think of a wedding dress. The wedding dress will never be altered. We've heard that many times. You've got to be fit for it. And this is what this calling is. This is what worthy of this calling is all about, that we would be fit for it and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness and the work of faith with power. So what is the good pleasure of His goodness? That's to know Him, huh? Wouldn't you say? Wouldn't that be to know the love of Christ? Amen. All of Paul's prayers, this is exactly what this means. And the work of faith with power. So it's not just knowing something. It's something that's alive in you. You have faith, but it's got power. And what is the power of the Word of God? It's that love. It's that grace and mercy. That's the truth in love. It's not just knowing something in a head. It's something that pours out of our hearts by the grace of God. It responds to that. And it responds just as we began tonight, in thankfulness and joy and love. Just the same way He attracted you, by the grace of God, that'll emit from your life that wondrous love of Jesus. So we thank Him in this. And I praise God that, you know, He makes this very well known to us. So it says, wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling, fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name, here's the conclusion of it. This is what's to be for this purpose and this calling and this working in us, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you. What did we just say that word meant? Adorned and crowned in you. That the name of Jesus Christ would be adorned and crowned in you. We can have this in His name, praise God, because this is Christ in you, the hope of glory. This is that glory, that name exalted, praise God. This is the height of in Christ. This word name, it means rank. It means rank. To a full maturity, a completion, the extent of the name of our Lord Jesus Christ be glorified in you and ye in Christ, taking it all, and how? According to His grace. Go to Revelation 3:12. This is so marvelous here. Now this is speaking of the Philadelphia saints here. Those Philadelphia saints are the ones, the church that's shown that is kept from the tribulation. This one is kept from it, doesn't enter in. Verse 12 says, Him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Now this new here and the new name, it means unprecedented. So it's an unprecedented name. It also means a superior name. The name above every name. And he's going to share with her a new name, a superior name. The name of the Lord glorified in you, crowned in you. Well, that could only be bridegroom. Amen? Marvelous, marvelous. Hallelujah. That the name would be glorified in us. That's why the four living ones, if you go on over to Chapter 4 and verse 9 of Revelation, it says, and when those beasts, this again the bridal company, they give glory and honor. Isn't that something? They give glory and honor. Oh, and what else? And thanks. Brothers and sisters, this isn't for nothing. You understand this? Amen. By the grace of God, it's just going to go. Whew. See, we see it, don't we? Isn't that wonderful? And that faith will be made sight. What I saw in that mirror, praise God, that's that glory to glory, praise God, that someday it's not going to be in a glass darkly anymore. When I see him, I'm going to be like him. And I'm going to see him as he is in Paul's gospel. You see that? I'm going to see him in this full glory. By the grace of God, this message has that name glorified in us. Crowned, adorned. Praise the Lord, vessels of mercy that are adorned with the riches of his glory. And every time he starts doing this, I say, you're just showing off. How many ways do you love me? I can't take it anymore. But see, that's what he does, and that's who he is. But that's why the four living ones give him glory. They have it to give him because they have been crowned with it. They don't behold the glory. They don't behold the glory. They are his glory. She has the glory of God. Amen. She has the glory of God, and she descends from heaven having the glory of God. This is what we can go on in from yielding to this gospel if we'll let it. If by the grace of God, this gospel will be the crowning of our life, that this gospel would be our abounding hope. Amen. And really, I'll say it like this, not just our first love, but by the grace of God, our only love. What else is there to love? I think the Lord's making it real easy. Why would I want to love anything of this world? Why would I want it to be my idol? He said, cast down them idols. No matter how good they look, how right they look, just cast them down. By the grace of God, oh, I thank the Lord. And I thank the Lord. I told you, I remember traveling over there to Europe and they're having some real troubles and major things going on and all that. And I remember talking to some of the people and they were all upset and everything. But at the end of the day, it was like, well, I'm not from here. This ain't my deal. I'm going to tell you something, saints. I don't care who you are, child of God. This ain't your deal. This ain't your deal. None of us. You're just not. See it in here. I love it. Maybe that'd be something you can just pray. It ain't my deal. It ain't my deal. You might need something like that. But in Christ, praise God, you know what happens? We're not distracted by the things of this life. Because, see, this is the inheritance, this is the reward, this is the glory that shall be revealed in us that's not worthy to be compared. See, no matter what the suffering is, no matter what the suffering is, no matter what the suffering is, it says this is not worthy to be compared, which means it's not even worthy to be uttered. Praise the Lord. And see, what he gives us by his Spirit, it makes it evident. I don't want to argue with him about it. I don't want to tell him that there's something so vital and important that I'll get back to you, Lord. I've had some wonderful training. And I appreciate you, dear Brother Webb. Encourage my heart. Because there's something about in Christ that's greater than he that's in the world. And you can't explain it. You really can't. Because even your flesh don't feel it. It don't. But there's something about Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's just got to go. It's erupting in us by the grace of God. And let it blow. Let it blow. We are about to step in to the revelation of this. And there's a song. Speed up your going, brother. Speed up your going, brother. Sluggishness despise. It's just time to even run harder. Amen? I think this kind of does it for me. How about you? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Did I need a Bible study? Hallelujah. All right. Let's go ahead and, if you will, just let's stand and be dismissed.